From the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Madeline Baxter with this news. The FBI has confirmed that it arrested the former manager of Juneau's historic and condemned Bergman Hotel, who in March was fined for failing to abide by the city's evacuation order. The Juneau Empire reports that Charles E. Cotton Jr. is accused of distributing methamphetamine four times this year, between May 12th and June 7th. The FBI on Friday served a search warrant for Cotton at the Baranoff Hotel and arrested him. He was indicted by a federal grand jury last week. Cotton will be arraigned this afternoon at the federal courthouse in Juneau. The 51st Alaska Federation of Natives Convention wrapped up in Anchorage on Saturday. Delegates passed a number of resolutions and heard from all three members of the state's congressional delegation. But it was Senator Lisa Murkowski who received the warmest welcome of the day. Murkowski's nearly half-hour-long speech started with an introduction delivered in Klingit and briefly hit upon the recent Senate healthcare votes. But the vast majority of her remarks focused on climate change and alternative energy in Alaska. Murkowski discussed new problems arising for communities she's visited around the state. She used the crisis of a changing climate to talk about the new energy solutions being tested in small Alaska communities that may drive change for the rest of the country.
And it's not just village to village that's looking to one another for ideas. The eyes of the world, my friends, are looking to us.
Delegates approved a resolution from residents of Newtok asking for a change in federal disaster declarations that would broaden parameters to include long-term damage from climate change. The body also changed how it will endorse political candidates in statewide elections, putting the matter before delegates instead of the AFN board. The special session of the Alaska State Legislature begins today in Juneau. Governor Bill Walker says he wouldn't have called it if he didn't expect legislators to pass the bills on his agenda. But Walker faces an uphill battle in selling skeptical senators on his new tax bill. The proposal is meant to help address a multi-billion-dollar budget deficit that has persisted amid low oil prices. After the House passed an income tax earlier this year, the Republican-led Senate rejected it. Members argued that the tax was ill-advised for a sluggish economy. Walker also wants lawmakers to consider revisions to a criminal justice overhaul. Area residents may have noticed an abandoned boat half-sunk over the weekend, just south of the Douglas Bridge. The 28-foot vessel broke free of its mooring and became adrift, according to a Facebook post by the U.S. Coast Guard Sector Juneau. A broadcast warning to mariners was issued Saturday. CBJ Harbor and Operations Manager Matthew Cresswell said the city would be meeting with the Coast Guard and the state's Department of Natural Resources Monday afternoon to discuss further action. And looking at the weather for the rest of the day, rain expected, high near 45, and a low around 38 tonight. And that's the latest from the KTOO Newsroom. For more local and state news, go to ktoo.org. I'm Madeline Baxter.